It's Friday, March 15th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Apple's strategic move in AI, the Darwin AI acquisition signaling their generative AI focus. The FCC redefines broadband with higher speed requirements, a shift to 100 down and 20 up, and shaping the digital future, navigating privacy regulations, IT spending trends, AI's cloud impact, and the quest for shared reality. This is the business of tech. Today's episode is supported by CoreView. Your customers need your Microsoft 365 expertise, and CoreView has the only M365 management platform designed for MSPs. Manage hundreds of tenants, automate manual tasks, and monitor compliance, all while intelligently comparing to the baseline. With a no-code control approach, CoreView revolutionizes your Microsoft 365 administration. This powerful platform enables automatic reporting and remediation, ensuring optimal performance and security. The best part? You achieve this high level of service without the need for a large workforce, allowing you to focus on growing your business through efficiency. Want to know more? Visit coreview.com/MSP and find out more. I'll give you a collection of news, starting with one that just happened. Apple has acquired artificial intelligence startup Darwin AI and added its staff to its AI division. The deal, whose value was not disclosed, aims to enhance Apple's generative AI capabilities. Alexander Wong, an AI researcher from Darwin AI, has joined Apple as a director in its AI group. Darwin AI specializes in technology for inspecting components during the manufacturing process. Microsoft Teams will merge into a single unified app for work and personal use, allowing users to switch between accounts and access. The new Teams app will be available for testing via the latest Windows 11 Insider build and will roll out in preview mode for commercial users in April, with an official launch later this year. The unified app will eliminate the need for separate personal and work and school apps, providing a more streamlined experience. Azure now offers free egress for customers leaving Azure and transferring their data out via the internet to switch to another cloud provider or on-prem data center. The first 100 gigabytes per month of egress data is already free for customers, and the steps are provided to claim credit for egressing more than 100 gigabytes per month. The exemption on data transfer fees also aligns with the European Data Act and is accessible to all Azure customers globally. Blackpoint Cyber has launched the Blackpoint Community Protection Program, offering free licenses and 24/7 monitoring by the Blackpoint Security Operations Center to managed services providers. The program aims to help MSPs secure their internal environments and expand their businesses. In addition to BCPP, Blackpoint offers a range of solutions under the See Clearly campaign, including dark web monitoring, threat assessment summary, Blackpoint University, and pooled pricing to aid MSPs in protecting clients and growing their businesses. Why do we care? It's a collection of stories I didn't want to miss as we end the week. Apple's in AI, even if we don't see it just yet. Keep that in mind. Microsoft's egress change puts them on par with the other providers now and with EUAW. Let's note that this is only on contract termination. Cloud providers are doing us a favor here. Finally, I'll comment that Blackpoint seems to be chasing Huntress here with programs. Huntress's Community Watch program sounds somewhat similar. Now, I'm no product reviewer, so I won't comment on the products. I'll just observe the context of the moves. The FCC has raised the minimum speeds required to describe internet service as broadband to 100 Mbps downloads and 20 Mbps uploads, quadrupling the previous standards. The agency's report highlights the gap in broadband deployment, particularly in rural areas and tribal lands. The long-term goal is to achieve 1 Gbps down, 500 Mbps up speeds. While the FCC cannot enforce speed upgrades, it can prevent ISPs from marketing their services as broadband if they don't meet the new thresholds. This change allows the FCC to assess the broadband gap better and regulate broadband providers. Some quick stats from the FCC. 45 million Americans lack access to both 100/20 Mbps fixed service and 35.3 Mbps mobile 5G NR service, and based on the 1 Gbps per 1,000 students and staff new short-term benchmark for schools and classrooms, 74% of school districts meet this goal. Why do we care? There are two reasons. First, as technologists, we want our use of terms to be accurate. The use of broadband has just changed, at least in the US. Second, consider the issue highlighted in schools. 1 in 4 US school districts don't meet the goal. Long term, as you bemoan not enough qualified technical candidates, how will there be more without giving them the tools to learn? It's Friday, so time for some big ideas. I was really intrigued by Matt Stoller in his big newsletter. While the article focuses on TikTok, the real premise is how the US government is taking on privacy and data regulation, highlighting the actions taken by various agencies such as the Federal Trade Commission, the Antitrust Division, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and Health and Human Services Department. Core to his premise, privacy and data are often misunderstood and undefined, many conflating different aspects of data usage as privacy violations. However, the main driver of mass data collection is advertising. Recent legal actions are restructuring how data brokers operate and how ad markets work, challenging the narrative that privacy and social media are unregulated. Larry Walsh at Channelnomics writes a rare public post on IT spending growth predictions. His premise is that IT spending growth projections should be taken with caution as they are only directional. While major analyst firms forecast healthy growth, the market is not entirely healthy due to global economic conditions. Partner confidence is down, and macroeconomic trends should be considered when interpreting these projections. Forecasts are constantly changing, and market conditions can shift dramatically. It's important to view these projections as directional rather than absolutes. And speaking of IT spending, Constellation Research focuses on how AI is changing cloud workloads, impacting the economic dynamics of the public cloud. The rise of generative AI has altered the nature of workloads, requiring consistent and substantial computing resources. This has led to hyperscalers optimizing their cloud offerings for AI workloads and investing in custom AI chips. However, the cost implications of running AI workloads in the public cloud raise questions about its long-term cost effectiveness. Alternative solutions are emerging, such as specialized cloud providers and private VPU clouds. Their premise? CIOs should invest in AI expertise, consider hybrid cloud strategies, leverage containerization, utilize cost optimization tools, and address security and regulatory considerations. Navigating this new landscape will have significant competitive ramifications. Forward-thinking strategies are required to succeed. And the noise over Kate Middleton's portrait is something I covered. Charlie Warzel in The Atlantic points to the end of shared reality. The photo and ensuing conversation showcase the collision between plausibility and conspiracy in a choose-your-own-reality information dystopia. He explores the impact of deepfakes and generative AI tools on shared reality, the role of technology in creating synthetic media, and the erosion of trust in institutions and gatekeeping organizations. Warzel raises concerns about the amplifying effect of synthetic media on biases and confirmation bias, ultimately questioning the future of truth in a world where nothing is true and everything is possible. Why do we care? Stoller's piece has me considering how a patchwork of laws is being used to provide some data protection cover. Larry Walsh's article is spot on with my approach to data. It's directional and gives a sense of movement. The Constellation Research piece is to give you some thought on service offerings, and Charlie Warzel's has me pondering a bit of existential dread. There isn't a pure technology solution to this problem, but technology is likely a piece of the solution, particularly considering the technology that's been introduced causing it. Looking to reach an audience of thousands of MSPs and IT service providers? Put your ad right here on the Business of Tech and be on the show that 64% of MSPs report having listened to. A recurring top 50 tech news podcast, there are affordable options for you to reach our audience, and we can support any budget. Podcast listeners are more engaged, have a higher level of brand retention, and are more willing to listen to ads here than any other avenues. Want to know more? There's information at mspradio.com/engage including a button to book a time to talk. Looking forward to that discussion. Thanks for listening. Beware the Ides of March, which the word in Latin it's derived from means the middle day of any month in the ancient Roman calendar. The Ides are specifically the 15th day of the months of March, May, July, or October, and the 13th day of the remaining months. Why worry? It's the day that was designated for settling debt each month in the Roman Empire. Have a question you want answered? We're taking listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@mspradio.com. I answer those listener questions live each week on our Wednesday live show, and this week, 3 p.m. Got a comment or a thought? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. This weekend, the Wednesday live show will be in your feed Saturday, and my interview with Mike Simmel about CMMC 2.0 on Sunday. Will it cost MSPs $100,000 for certification? I'll talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.